Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, Duval and everybody in Jaguar Nation. I am your host, Jeremy the Impact York, bringing you Jaguar Zone. Sorry to have to keep you guys up so late, but hope you're enjoying your dinner. I've got so much to talk about this week in the world of Jaguars. There's a new rookie quarterback trend. The Bradleys are helping out the community even more. Former Jaguar left tackle Tony Boselli has a new accomplishment. Just so much more, so many great things going on. First, I do want to let you guys know that you can call in and talk anything Jaguars and actually anything AFC South. You want to talk about the Colts or the Tennessee Titans or even those Houston Texans, that's fine as well. Call in to the Jaguar Show and we'll talk about those. But as always, you can call us in at 347-826-7448. Again, that's 347-826-7448. We'll get you into the Jaguar Zone. Of course, now, just because you call in doesn't mean that that you necessarily have to be on the show. You can just hang out and listen to us, or you can always chime in with maybe you have a great Jaguar story. Maybe you just bought tickets from my buddy Casey. You know, Casey Jones is not just here to help the Ninja Turtles fight off Splinter and Super Shred, or to help Shredder, to help. Let me try that again. He's not just here to help Splinter fight off Super Shredder in the new movie. Casey Jones is here to sell you some great tickets, and sometimes you can go to lunch for free just for getting tickets from him. Casey, I'll try to have some of those links up as to how you can be contacted so that people know how to get some great tickets, because right now some of the ticket offices may be closed, but if you talk to Casey right now, I'm sure he can hook you up with some great tickets. You know you want some great tickets. It's going to be a phenomenal year this year. The thing I do want to hit on real quick, the OTAs, there is one that's open to the public, and that's on June 5th. That's coming up just next week. And from 10:50 a.m. till 12:50 p.m., that's just after lunchtime, that particular OTA will be open to the public. Go see the new Jaguars. Go see how they interact with the veteran Jaguars and see how this puzzle is being put together. It's a lot of times you don't get to see it that up and close, but the Jaguars have always been very hands-on about how you can call into them, how you can show up and support them, how you can see the new guys, see the old guys, high-five some of the new faces, you know, show them the support, buy their jerseys, all that sorts of stuff. But you do have to register on Jaguars.com to attend that, so go to Jaguars.com and make sure to register for those OTAs. You can also contact the Twitter account, at Jaguars, to get that information. There's some new additions to the Everbank Field. There's the new pools and cabanas now. You know, they've been working on the big screens and these giant – I mean, it's great that people on Pluto can now – and I don't mean this is a joke. People on Pluto and Neptune can now officially watch the Jaguar game because they'll be able to see these screens. This is – to me, this is one of the best construction things you can do. Shad Khan has done just so many amazing things. Those are going to be just exceptional. But now, you can now have a cabana party here. You can have a birthday party at Everbank. Right now, there's actually a live webcam feed and link on Jaguars.com where you can watch the construction all day long in case you're not close enough to there, in case you don't live in Jacksonville or around the central Jacksonville area, so that you can see all the construction, and I'm not mispronouncing that, but construction is not C-O-N, it's K-H-A-N, has been Shad Khan, the wonderful owner. Go to Jaguar.com, they have that live webcam feed. Also, if you want some information on the pools and cabanas and how you can reserve one for a game or a handful of games or even seasons, you can text GROUPS, that's G-R-O-U-P-S, to 955-77. That's directly through them. I'm not affiliated with them through that. That's just information I'm passing on to you guys so that you can have the best experience you possibly can. you know, it's been a spectacular week. There's all these different things happening, as I said. One thing I want to get into real quick, I told you that the Bradleys, that would be Coach Gus Bradley and Mrs. Bradley, his lovely wife, have partnered with Ashley Home Stores to deliver beds to deserving recipients. Now, there's ways you can qualify for all this here, but this is just, I mean, this is not like, well, you know, I need a write-off or, well, I need to look good in the public. No, Gus Bradley has always been about helping out the community. And for people, a lot of people out there don't have beds that you know, they're just struggling, they're having a hard time, maybe something catastrophic happened that caused them to have to relocate or to, you know, just have to do without certain things. And, you know, thanks to Ashley Home Stores and the Bradleys, they're now delivering beds to everybody. This is phenomenal. This is a great thing. As far as I know, I mean, that's the only coach that's doing a program like that I've heard of. And, you know, I'm not saying he's a better coach than all these other people, but I'm not saying he's not. I mean, Gus Bradley's just a totally different type of person. He's such a good guy, and, you know, everybody appreciates what he does already, but now he's getting to see those smiles on people's faces as they're getting, you know, what I consider a basic necessity, you know, a place to, you know, not just a roof and not just food and clothes and you know, water and stuff like that, but a lot of people just want a nice place to rest their head, and the Bradleys are giving them that opportunity. I mean, that's just really cool. I mean, you know, we're going to, here in the studio, they're applauding that effort and everything, and I'm going to have to agree with them. It's just, it's a really, really good thing. Also, I wanted to tell you guys, like I said, former Jaguar, great offensive lineman. He played left tackle for so long, Tony Boselli. It was announced earlier this week that he's going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. That's great. Not just because of all the great things that he's been recognized for when he was in Jacksonville, but you know, they went back and they realized the type of player and the type of person that he was back at USC a few years back. Tony is just a really deserving guy. He's been outspoken recently about a lot of NFL issues. I know he's been on ESPN, a lot of other things, weighing in on a lot of issues and the way to handle certain things and the way he feels about things. And it's always a breath of fresh air to hear his take on a lot of stuff. You know, Tony, if you're listening right now, I'd love to hear from you. But, you know, the fact that he's going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame is great. I can't think of a more deserving person at this particular time. But, you know, real quick, we are right up against a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to break down. I hit earlier on End Zone about this, but there's a new quarterback trend going, at least for the recently drafted rookie quarterbacks that a handful of teams are doing, including the Jaguars. And I'll explain that here in a few short minutes. We'll be right back after the break. Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you. Jeremy the Impact York from End Zone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with End Zone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hey, Zoners, it's Jeremy the Impact York. Are you looking for a dinner full of flavor with a little kick? Then Tequila Mexican Restaurant is your destination for authentic Mexican food and drinks. Make sure to come by on the weekends for live music on the patio and bring all your friends for a good time. With locations in Dallas and Hiram, they are ready to dish out their great food and more. And we're back on Jaguar Zone. Glad you made it back with us. Or if you're just joining us, as always, you can call us at 347-826-7448. We'd love to hear from you. whether you're part of Duval or whether you're part of Jag Nation, it's all one big family. So we'd love to hear from you right now if you want to call in and weigh in on the things we're talking about, or maybe there's something special you want to talk about, or as I said, anybody in the AFC South if you want to weigh in. You know, just let's call in, let's talk about it. There's so much going on right now, we'd love to have you on. And as always, as we come out of the commercial break, we appreciate our sponsors and hope that you can go support them as well. They make it possible for us to be on here and have a great time talking Jaguar football all the time. Be sure to go visit them. I know there's many locations of Mellow Mushroom down in the Jacksonville area. Go see any of those guys. It's just great food. The pizza, the salad, the calzones. I always have the hardest time deciding what I'm going to eat there. I almost want to just order one of everything and just take it with me all week. But, you know, if you get the chance, go check them out. Before the break, I mentioned that there is a new quarterback trend, and it happens to be one that the Jaguars seem to be taking part in. That would be the Jaguars, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Oakland Raiders are the ones who are confirmed to be taking a part of this. But the trend is to redshirt your quarterback for his first or his rookie season. And I don't know if that means he would just be inactive for the games, like as a third quarterback or something like that. But Coach Gus Bradley has said that Blake Bortles will sit out all of 2014. It'll be his way to kind of ease him more into the transition instead of kind of throwing him out real quick and just hoping he catches on. We've seen so many first-year players that it's hard for them to catch up to the speed, and it's hard for them to just grasp some of the changes real quick. So they're taking their time because they know Bortles is going to be their guy, you know, going forward. Chad Henne will be able to start all 16 games, I believe. He'll be able to do great with all the new weapons he's got. It was said earlier this week that maybe he has too many weapons. I completely disagree. I don't know that you can have too many weapons. They've added just piece after piece after piece and added depth. But as far as, you know, kind of redshirting, what I mean by redshirting is in college, you can redshirt because you're only allowed 4 years of eligibility. If you redshirt and you make it the entire year on the redshirt, then you still have your 4 years of eligibility. It doesn't count towards you. It means you don't play at all. If you even see just a hint, even one play of action, then the redshirt is taken off and it's null and void and you can't use it. And you can only use it one time in college. In the pros, I mean, you could do it as long as you wanted to, really. But basically, they're just letting Blake sit out for a year so that he can learn the playbook and learn how to take the reins before being handed them, you know. Chad Henne's going to be able to do this. And I know I talk about this a lot, but him sitting out is one of the best things that could happen, I believe. I think we're going to be good, but we need to build this the right way. We can't play for the winning right now. And I'm not saying we're not going to win right now. I'm saying that we're building a dynasty. You can't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't just up and throw it together and it's the most amazing thing ever. Sometimes that happens, but most of the time you don't get that consistency. I mean, Henne's right for this role right now. He's like a 7-8 year veteran out of Michigan. He's been in the league. He's played on a handful of teams. He's been under a lot of different coaching staffs and different playbooks. But for right now, he is the perfect person to have in this role because he's familiar with the offense. In a couple weeks, he'll be completely familiar with all the new weapons as well as the old ones he had. He's got new guys on the line. He's got new pass rushers and a better improved defense with a lot more depth. Alulu commented earlier this week that he welcomes this depth and that he loves that there's finally this depth here to where you don't feel like you have to be the star all of the time. You can just, you know, you can just be yourself and be your role and do what you're great at because the numbers are going to come. The tackles, the sacks, the hurries, the knockdowns, all that. And by having an improved defense, it makes it easier on the offense. There's less pressure to have to go score for score with somebody because your defense is going to be making stops. Another thing that the Jaguars have been doing, at least through their website, is you can go back and watch all the OTAs. They've been filming a lot of these. And I know the Twitter account today was, that's @Jaguars, was doing a lot of updates from the OTAs because they were live there, Jaguars.com was. And so in case you missed that, and or just want to watch it again, or maybe you were there and you want to see if you can see yourself. You can go to Jaguars.com. They have all the press releases and the videos and all the stuff like that, so that you know you can enjoy it beyond just your experience in person, or in case you didn't get a chance to go in person, or you're not sure if you want to try to go to one of these OTAs, or you know, especially the one on June 5th. You know, you're not sure about these kind of things. The best thing that you can do is check out these videos. See how much fun it is, how interactive it is, how open the players are. They're ready. The fans are ready. Everybody's embracing each other. It's going to be a good year. And this is not like, you know, the Cubs, where every year is their year. You know, God bless the Cubs and their fans. They have a very cool, unique following. And I think they're everybody's, if they're not your first favorite team, they're probably your second, just because you just want to see that franchise win. But, you know, the Jaguars are in a similar boat. They're in a similar boat in that Jacksonville is ready for them to win. The Jaguar team is ready for them to win. I know Shad Khan is ready to see them win. And he's put so much into this. It's just, it's time for everything to come in motion. I hope you guys are excited about this season as I am. I mean, especially if you're perusing around the internet, all the players and everybody, just they're pumped. They're ready to do this. I mean, as much as, you know, the Jaguars want you guys to get behind them the way you have. And if you haven't gotten behind them before, now's the perfect time. There's no such thing as joining too late or being a bandwagon. That, we don't look at it that way in Jacksonville. It's just, it's a completely different way to look at things. You know, it was announced earlier today that the Jaguars are going to hold a practice at a local high school at Bartram Trail. It's going to be July 28th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. How big is this? They're wanting to go that local. They're not, you know, in case you can't make it to Everbank Field, in case you can't make it to an OTA at one of the practice fields, they're coming to you. A lot of teams, you know, don't get the opportunity to bridge that gap like that. But the Jaguars are doing just that, and they're making sure it's going to be in the summer where, you know, the kids are off school. It could be a great family outing. You know, go catch some dinner. Go to Bartram Trail High School. It's in St. John's County. And, you know, as the Jaguars president, Mark Lamping, and GM David Caldwell announced, this practice is going to be free. It's going to be open to the public. You can't ask for much more than that. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that as far as they're reaching out to the fans the same way the fans have reached out to them. You know, as they've been quoted as saying, sometimes you need to take the show on the road. A lot of times, you know, media people, we get the opportunity to go on the road and meet you guys, you know, getting the chance to hang out with you guys at games and tailgate and all that. You know, I know I talk about the Teal Street Hooligans and I talk about the Bold City Brigade a whole lot, but it's because these guys really help set the bar for how to get the most out of your experience as a go to these games and when you're a part of the community. I mean, it's just, the time is now. I mean, just the time is now. That's the best way to say it. And they're expecting a big crowd because they're going to do it right for you. So if you get a chance, you know, hop on down on July 28th, like I said, 7 p.m. to Bartram Trail High School in St. John's County. They got information on Jaguars.com all about that. And that's actually going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys dropping by. I know I always have a blast in the Jaguar Zone. And you guys can always email us, or you can email us at 3endzone@gmail.com in case you want to advertise with us, or in case you had any questions, comments, suggestions, anything. If you want to find out how you can be a bigger part of the show, or anything whatsoever, just feel free to email us there, or you can hit us on our Facebook page. We're our End Zone on there. We're pretty easy to find. If not, you can always find me, Jeremy York. You can also hit us on our Twitter account, at 3endzone. We're always on that. All the broadcasts will be on there as well. This one will be just as soon as we wrap it up. And, you know, if you want to hit me on my personal account, at TheImpact99, I'm always open and candid as much as I can be. Love to have lively discussions with everybody. If you disagree with something I said, or you know, want to hear a more in-depth answer about something maybe I didn't have a chance to get to, feel free to hit us up. We love to hear from you guys. But for everybody here, that's going to do it for me. Once again, I am Jeremy York, and this was the Jaguar Zone. We'll see you later, Duval. Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.